What is behind the disappearance of the whippoorwills? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jared Del Rosso, associate professor and chair of sociology and criminology at the University of Denver, examines this loss and the meanings behind it.
We used to wait for whippoorwills to turn winter into spring. The birds, who are members of the nightjar family, return to their nesting grounds in eastern North America in April and May. Once back, eastern whippoorwills begin chanting their names to moonlit nights. A long-standing belief held that the first call of a whippoorwill extinguished the threat of frost. This meant that it was time to plant tender crops like corn and beans. But over the 20th century, whippoorwills retreated from our world, and we perhaps stopped waiting. Conservationists estimate that whippoorwill populations have declined by about 70% over the last 50 years. The loss of habitat and prey may be driving this decline. Today, whippoorwills are conspicuous in their absence. In poetry, song, and nature writing, nostalgia replaces seasonal lore. This is a nostalgia for lost places, lost ways of life, and lost companions, human and non-human alike. In this, our relationship with whippoorwills reflects the broader landscape of climate-changed emotions like eco-grief or solastalgia. The underlying experience is of loss. An invasive insect threatens a favorite species of tree. A much-loved butterfly goes missing. A bird's song goes silent. So what can we do? Management strategies that create diverse forests of young and mature trees seem to help whippoorwills, and in many states where the birds breed, biologists are studying the effects of these strategies. As a social scientist, I also wonder if we can learn again to attend to the earth, its seasons, and its signs. After all, we once waited for whippoorwills to turn winter into spring, and perhaps we will again.
And that was Jared Del Rosso of the University of Denver. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.